Masechet Shavuot Perek Bet Mishnah Aleph. We started off the Masechet with a few different topics that were two that equaled four. The second one we mentioned was Yediot HaTum'ah Shetayim Shehen Arba. There are two types of awareness of Tum'ah that are really four. What we meant by that is if a person does something improper while he's Tameh, he has to bring a Korban. We said that there were two mentioned explicitly in the Torah. For example, if a person forgot that he was Tameh, and then he either ate from a Korban or he entered the Beit HaMikdash. Those are the two that are mentioned in the Torah. The two that are not mentioned in the Torah is if a person remembered he was Tameh, but he forgot that the food he was eating was a Korban, or he forgot that he was walking into the Beit HaMikdash. So we're going to continue to elaborate on that topic of the first Mishnah. And that's what we'll say. Yediot HaTum'ah Shetayim Shehen Arba. There are two types of awareness of Tum'ah that are in reality four, which we just explained, where a person has a lapse of knowledge and he does something to violate the laws of Tum'ah and Tahara. We'll start off by giving examples, not really the way we broke it down just now, but we'll start off by talking about how a Tameh person ate from a Korban. Nitma viada. One of the first example, we're going to bring down three types of examples. First one is if a person knew that he was Tameh, he was aware that he was Tameh, v'nei alma mimenu atuma, and then later on he forgot that he was Tameh, v'zachur et hakodesh, but he remembered that the food he was eating was holy. And in that case, he forgot that he was Tameh, and then he ate holy foods. And he knew that the food he was eating was holy, but he forgot that he was in a state of tuma. That's number one. Number two is ne'elam mimenu hakodesh v'zachur et hatuma. He forgot that the food he was eating was holy, but he remembered that he was tameh. So when he was eating that food, he was aware that he was tameh, but he didn't realize that the food he was eating would have been a problem for him. Third option, ne'elme mimenu ze vaze. He forgot both this and that. He forgot that he was tameh, and he also forgot that the food he was eating was holy. Ve'achal et hakodesh ve'lo yada. And then he ate the holy food, and he wasn't aware. Both. He wasn't aware of the food's holiness, and he wasn't aware of his tum'ah. And after he ate, he became aware that he made an averan, he ate holy food while he was tameh. In all of these cases, he has to bring a korban ole veyored, where the price fluctuates based on the person's ability to pay. Now we'll give the other cases of a person who goes into the Beit HaMikdash while he was tameh. We also have three different examples, one mentioned in the Torah, and the other one was not. Nitma v'yada. If a person became Tameh, and he was fully aware of the fact that he was Tameh, v'ne'elma mimenu atuma, but then later on he forgot that he was Tameh, v'zachur et hamikdash, and he knew that the spot he was going into was the Beit HaMikdash, and he went in, so that's a problem, because he walked into the Beit HaMikdash while he was Tameh, but he didn't realize he was Tameh. Or another case, ne'elam mimenu mikdash v'zachur et hatum'ah. He forgot that the place he was walking into was the Beit HaMikdash, but he remembered that he was in a state of tum'ah. Or third case, ne'elam mimenu zevaze. He forgot both this and that. He forgot he was tameh, and he forgot the spot that he was walking into was the Beit HaMikdash. Or he just was mistaken, and he didn't realize where he was going, and he just walked right in there. V'nichnas l'mikdash v'lo yada. He walked into the Beit HaMikdash, and he wasn't aware that it was the Beit HaMikdash. And he wasn't aware that he was Tameh. U'meshiyatza yadan. And afterwards, when he left, he realized that he walked into the Beit HaMikdash while he was Tameh. In this case as well, hareze be'ole ve'ored. This person has to bring a korban ole ve'ored, which is a hatat offering. He forgot he was Tameh, and he then remembered he was walking into the Beit HaMikdash. Or a case where he forgot where the Beit HaMikdash was, but he remembered that he was Tameh, or a combination of the two of them. Those are the cases that we understand of what Yediot HaTum'ah are.